Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel. How can I help you?
Hi, Rachel. This is with National Qualify, correct?
Well, we are a third-party call center, so I would actually need to get information up to see if you've called the correct number.
Okay.
It means that we provide...
You're probably not going to be able to...
I'm sorry.
You're not going to be able to help me out yet because I want to... Evidently, they're taking money out of my account every month, and I want it stopped because I have not authorized the monthly withdrawal from them.
Oh, what is the charge? Or perhaps it... I'm sorry.
It's $19 a month. It's supposed to be for a one-time charge, mm-hmm. and it's been coming out every month since then, and I've not noticed it. I've not had time to research it before.
Okay.
But I want this stopped.
Okay. Well, we are not National Qualified, but if you could allow me a moment to, well, we're the call center, but if you could please provide me with your name.
Go ahead. My name is Harriet, H-A-R-R-I-E-T-T.
Okay.
Shively, S-H-I-V-E-L-E-Y.
Okay, thank you. And I'm still trying to get to the screen that I am needing to get into here. Okay, and one moment, please. Mm-hmm. All right, Ms. Shively, allow me just a moment. I'm about to get there. I'm sorry, did I mispronounce the name?
No, well, it's Shively.
Probably.
Yeah, but it's
I'm sorry.
Nobody ever pronounced, hey, hon, nobody ever gets my name right. So, believe me, I've had everything.
Shouldn't have attempted. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't laughing at that. It's just.
Yeah, we actually have to get information pulled up. If we're able to locate information, then I'll be more than happy to assist. But I have located your name, so for security purposes, please verify your address.
1004 Shoal Point Drive, Carter Lake, Iowa.
Okay. And you've provided the zip code. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And if you would also please verify your email address.
Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y. 5674 at gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you so much. And please verify your phone number.
402-990-6077.
Okay. Thank you so much. And is the number that we've reached you on a good number to call you back on in case we get disconnected?
Yes, probably.
Okay. Well, thank you so
probably
much.
Probably easier to do a text or an email to me, but...
We wouldn't be able
you can
to
get
do
me
that.
This number.
Okay.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. I've gotten an account located showing your first and last name, your email, your address, and your phone number here. And you are calling us about the online firms training portal. That is what's $19. And
right. And it was supposed to be a one-time thing. I have no idea how many months it's been coming out. I just started noticing it last month.
Okay.
But I know it's been coming out for a bunch of months because it's probably been a year since I did that.
Did the online training course. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you wanting to continue with that or you're wanting?
No, okay. I'm not.
All right. So with that cancellation, that is effective today and it cancels all mm-hmm. future charges as well. And I have the cancellation confirmation number.
Okay, let me go ahead.
Okay, that is the letter C, 141-6519.
Mm-hmm. 6519. C-141-6519, cancellation, okay.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, good enough. Well, I appreciate your help because I didn't think you'd be able to do anything. So.
All right. Well, we did get something done there. Is there anything else I can answer for you?
Nope, not at all. I'm good. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, for calling.
You
do the same. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.